Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 12th, 2015. So we talked about live Christmas trees on the 11th. That was so yesterday. Today, let's talk about artificial Christmas trees. And believe it or not, back to Germany. The first artificial Christmas trees were wooden tree-shaped pyramids, or feather trees, both invented by our pals, the Germans. Developed in the 1880s, feather trees were made using goose feathers, which were dyed green and attached to wires, which were wrapped around a dowel, which served as the tree's trunk. Feather trees came in various sizes, from a wee 2 inches to a towering 98 inches. That's over 8 feet. Some of them came with little fake berries on the branch tips, which somehow acted as candle holders. No shedding of pine needles with a feather tree, that's for sure. In 1930, using the same animal hair bristles and machinery used to manufacture toilet brushes, the Addis Housewares Company in Great Britain came up with their version of the artificial Christmas tree. The bristles were dyed green, obviously, and they were very popular. After all, they were sturdier and could stand heavier ornaments. In 1958, in Chicago, the first aluminum Christmas trees were produced. They, too, were very popular until 1965, when A Charlie Brown Christmas first aired. Apparently, because it depicted aluminum trees in a negative light, the aluminum tree industry pretty much folded within a couple of years. These days, our artificial Christmas trees are made of PVC plastic and include pre-lit versions, incandescent mini lights, or LED. Some companies strive to make their plastic trees very realistic, even using plastic molded from real tree branches. Others go for rainbow-colored trees, upside-down trees, or fiber optic. And of the fiber optic variety, you can find a tree that looks like a tree with fiber optic lights on it, or a tree that's made up of the fiber optic cable, so it looks like it is light. Whatever you use to decorate, put presents under, and sing carols around, may it be a safe and beautiful thing that your cat will not climb up and destroy while you're out Christmas shopping. If you're worried about that, go to ChristmasTreeDefender.com. Ingenious! The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.